Let's first talk about what happens when April Fool's Day goes wrong.
When it backfires.
Yeah, Google usually posts a number of highly produced April Fool's jokes every year across all of its platforms on April 1st. Last night, shortly after the stroke of midnight, I believe Eastern, Google rolled out one joke to Gmail users called Mic Drop. It sounded harmless enough, I'm sure, anyways, to the people that created it. It would replace the send and archive button in the Gmail interface with an orange send button that includes a picture of a mic that's, well, dropping, of course. When an email was sent using that button, an animated GIF of a minion dropping a mic was attached to the email content and then sent to the recipients. Also, all future replies to that email were muted. So no matter what, if somebody replied to it, you would not know. It would be muted. You would not see it. You can imagine how easy it is to do this just by accident to something very important.
And that happened, and someone lost their job.
Someone lost their job. They were a writer, and they didn't hear back from their editor.
There was someone who does, like, a daily prayer email or something like that.
That's really bad.
It was so funny is that I woke – like, so I was up late working last night, and I saw this pop up on Gmail, like, at midnight or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's funny. If anything, I was like, oh, so this is what – the evolution of animated GIFs, this is where we're at now. Like, this is, and we went to bed, wake up the next morning, and I had an email from someone who was like, I'm seeing what this does and whatever. And so I got up, 7:30 our time, and I look, and it had already been shut down, and already all the horror stories have already been, and I was like, wow, that just backfired badly.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to, like, put out a video, like, here's our funny fake product. It's another thing to, like, bake it into something as critical. And it's another thing to just, like, change an icon in a maps interface because that's funny, but that doesn't really change the functionality.
Or add a layer of Pokemon or right. Do whatever you want to do. But, like, to change the functionality and fundamentally change the way it works. And the thing is that, like, I bet you, I know if you're like me, I'm muscle memory.
Right.
It replaced the send in an archive button. I just clicked that button without looking, not noticing that it's orange and has a mic. Oh, that's weird. Click. And so it's this was a step too far, and I'm hoping that now because I
tally, or are we humorless? Well, no, are we humorless, Ron?
Because here's the thing: is like, because we were talking about an email earlier, and like I used to love the April Fool's stuff is a ton of fun, and when done well, it can be really good, but it's out of control now. It's completely out of control. Like Google did eight individual pranks today through their different business units. That's too much.
That's people devoted to making pranks than when they should be. Fixing bugs.
Google's playful like that.
Google did the mic drop. They did Google Photos emoji search. Google smart reply emoji. Google self-driving bike. Google's cardboard plastic.
Which I liked.
Google Play Books introduces real books. Google search for your socks. Like.
So almost like every team is allowed to have one prank, and that
sounds
in
like
aggregate.
A great idea, Fred. Let's put that one in the books.
Right. And then Google wasn't the only company. I mean, like Hulu turned into a dating site, which was somewhat amusing. I mean, things like I don't know.
Atlassian had like their own like Tinder thing, which I was just like, oh lord.
YouTube did Snoopavision. Where you could turn on commentary by Snoop Dogg.
Well, that's funny. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's a good April Fool's joke.
I thought that was pretty good. Yeah. I liked Lairbnb, which is Airbnb for like villains and superheroes and vampires where they could trade layers. Yep. I thought that was
I know this is a family show, but Pornhub became Cornhub.
Do I ask or do I just move on?
Just move on.
Okay, all right. Moving on.
But what was funny was that some of them made me laugh, and one of them actually wasn't really tech related. But every year, I'm also a big music fan. Every year, April 1st is now becoming the day of who can come up with the most convincing and clever rumor for Fugazi getting back together.
Oh.
I will give credit to Fact Magazine that did an article saying that Fugazi is ending their hiatus to do a 5-song EP in response to the horror show of the U.S. presidential race. Okay. And the EP is called and the EP's got an old picture of Donald Trump on the cover. And apparently being very political. The article
is
very
well
written.
I can see Fugazi doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the big
yeah, so that one got me. That was fun.
All right. So 2017, yay or nay, April Fool's pranks.
Dial it back. Do one.
I am bummed I didn't do mine. I had a really, really good one.
What was it?
Think twice about doing it next year.
It's not going to be relevant.
I'm not going to do it next year. Yeah. And I don't want to give it away because we still want to do an article about it.
Don't let someone have your gold.
The only thing, what's become of the increase in volume of April Fool's pranks, I'm not so much worried about the pranks or annoyed by the pranks. I'm more annoyed by my entire feed of people complaining about, oh, I can't read the internet today.
Yeah.
Like, I could do without that.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, though. I opened my inbox and it was like, April Fool's. And I'm like, guys, I rely on press releases for, like, a living. Can we just, like, be, you know.
Yeah.
Dial it back
a little bit. It's not funny, yep. John Laguerre of
T-Mobile. It's not as funny as you think it is.